Now, the latest is it looks like we're going to get some of the schools, maybe all of the schools, open in the fall. That's the push coming out of the White House. At least that's what the President of the United States says. So I guess everybody's got to go, have to go back to school shopping, which ought to be good news for the Galleria, for example. Galleria Dallas, General Manager Angie Freed joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, it occurs to me the only bad thing is I bet all the stores still have a bunch of spring merchandise they'd like to sell.
You know, I think the past 2 months now, they've spent getting rid of spring and summer merchandise to make room for some fall merchandise.
So they really have been planning on it. Well, so tell me what's going on right now at Galleria. I know I looked on the website, and it looked like most everything was open, with the exception of the Apple store. They came back and, I guess, closed down for the time being all the Apple stores in Texas.
I would say that we are mostly open. We do have a couple of stores that haven't yet reopened, either because of staffing issues or because they are determined that there's a second wave of COVID in North Texas. So they're doing what they think is safe for their employees. But for the most part, we are reopened and operating reduced hours from 11 to 7 instead of 10 to 9.
So have you lost anybody outright? Any bankruptcies, anybody say we close and we're not going to reopen?
We have. We've lost BCBG is one that filed for bankruptcy. True Religion filed for bankruptcy. So there have been a couple that we've lost for bankruptcies.
Well, and there's this, of course, just because you file for bankruptcy, sometimes you file for bankruptcy so you can continue to operate. It'll be interesting to see, but I think the bankruptcies are probably not over with. What about, are you, I guess you're the general manager, so you don't have to collect rent, but is anybody paying rent? Do you have a sense?
Actually, collecting rent is a big part of my job.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Oh, it is. Yes. Yes, there are tenants who are paying rent. July looks better than obviously April, May, or June. And hopefully July gets to be a little bit closer to normal, but collections have been down significantly from where we budgeted them, yes.
So tell me who's showing up out there to shop right now. Are you seeing the same ones or people trying to avoid the heat? Or?
You know, I think people are just shopping differently. We have more stores doing curbside pickup. Nordstrom's curbside pickup has skyrocketed. So people wanted to shop, but they want to do it safely. I think that they're finding online is certainly easier, but in some cases there's a longer delivery time and you may not be able to wait for the item. So a lot more curbside. We're seeing a lot more retailers ask about expanding curbside. So I think you're going to see more curbside parking spaces for certain stores appearing at Galleria Dallas. But not only that, but there are people who are taking advantage of the sales. You know, we were just talking about spring and summer merchandise, and a lot of retailers put that merchandise on sale. So there are some really good bargains out there. So there are people who are venturing out, putting on their mask, and taking advantage of those sales. And then, you know, now that we know schools are going back, we're slowly seeing people start to look at school uniforms and things that they might be able to get on sale now for school.
Yeah, I know you guys have spent the last year and a half, 2 years maybe, having charrettes and kicking around ideas about sort of bringing Galleria into the 21st century and doing some upgrades. My sense is you're going to have to rethink this again, because it may be that things like curbside pickup are going to be around for a while, and that requires access to the streets.
It does. You know, I've been telling people that our curb is the new 50-yard line. It's becoming increasingly more important as stores look at their bricks and mortar doors as ways to become fulfillment centers and get the product to the customer in a different way. You know, that curb is becoming increasingly important. And it can be done, you know, that transaction can be done contactless, where a store associate comes out and puts it in the customer's trunk or the back seat of the car, and the customer never gets out of the car or, you know, has to touch an iPad or a keypad to put in the PIN number.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about this. So if I'm a store owner and I'm on the, you know, in the middle of, you know, one of the long limbs and on the third floor, it's not very convenient for me to get to the curb. Are you all contemplating any sort of centralized service where the mall personnel actually take the stuff down to the curb?
We are. We're actually investigating several different options to do that. Integrating with a lot of retailers' POS systems is a bit of a challenge, but we're working around ways that we can do that and maybe provide technology to the retailer that allows them to do it at the store level without going through a central POS system. But yes, we are working with retailers to make that happen. Our concierge team would provide the service.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So what are the things unique about Galleria? You've got that big Westin Hotel that's there, and you get a lot of out-of-towners. You get a lot of people from out of the country. I would guess that business is dried up. Is any of it coming back? Is the hotel operating at all?
The hotel is operating. They have not seen their group business and their corporate travel clients returning as quickly as I think many of us would like. But their transient business, the regional travel market, you know, whether it's a regional flight or a regional drive market, that is returning. And, on weekends, whether people are visiting family or just coming in town to get some shopping done or, you know, get out of the house, we are seeing the weekends at the hotel get close to full occupancy.
And the other unique thing about Galleria, and especially appealing in the month of July, is your ice arena. I don't think anybody else has one. Is it operating?
It is operating, and you do have to wear a mask to go skating, but it has been open. It opened in early June, so you can go skating, and that's a very good point, is it is an activity that you can do to get out of the house in the heat of the summer.
Okay, I know it's still a struggle, and we still have a lot of uncertainty, but is it any clearer than the last time we talked? I mean, is there any modicum of light at the end of the tunnel for retail?
I think so. You know, I, as you mentioned earlier, it's going to be different. A traditional mall and the model of a traditional mall, I think, is has to evolve. It either evolves or it dies, and we are seeing some shopping centers just become obsolete. But, people who are thinking about the future and future-proofing their buildings are looking at alternative uses, and those alternative uses will include traditional retail, but they'll also include non-traditional retail and more entertainment concepts.
Well, here's wishing you the news that if all the kids have to go back to school, they go back in brand new clothes. We hope for you. Andrew Fried, General Manager of Galleria Dallas. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay safe. For more of our conversation with Ms. Fried, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.